तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
25 start normalizing really awful words and behaviors and attitudes, it does seep into you.
नमस्कार, एसपीएस एक्जामिन्स को नयाँ श्रृंखलामा स्वागत छ। म कृष्ण पोखरेल। यस भागमा हामी युवाहरूमा रेडिकलाइजेशन भनिने कट्टर उग्र वा चरमपन्थी विचारको जोखिमका बारेमा कुरा गर्दैछौँ। कोभिड-19 महामारी र अनलाइन एल्गोरिदमको विकासपछि सामूहिक कट्टरपन्थी विचारहरूको सम्भावना बढिरहेको विज्ञहरूको भनाइ छ। तर यो कसरी भइरहेको छ त?
I was really unwell. By the time I dropped out of school in year 10, I'd probably missed about 3/4 of high school. And because of that, I had a lot of time by myself online. A lot of time that I was really unhappy with myself. Became quite misanthropic and I was sort of lost and I was lacking direction.
Uni hun Jamie, kisor avasthama sambandharuko khoji garne krama uni video game ra chat room haruma jodie. Jaha unle sathiharu bhetae.
It was still a sense of community that I didn't get in my real life at that time. Gaming isn't just about playing games, it's about being with people and sort of enjoying their company. And I think the company that I had, even if we were all a bit misguided at the time, at least we had each other in a way. I think that's maybe something that is quite hard to understand is if you're lonely, it's really hard to challenge things you see and hear around you.
उनी भन्छन् कि विषाक्त मानिने भाषालाई सामान्यकरण गरिने दुनियाँमा उनी लिप्त थिए, जसका कारण उनमा संसार र केही समूहहरूप्रति घृणित विचारहरू निम्ति आयो।
We all thought it was edgy, therefore it was funny because it was somewhat comedic, but reality is you don't realize you're that young how impactful these things are, not just on other people, but really on yourself. You do end up being a sort of a shadow of yourself. I said things to my sisters at the time that I'm deeply regretful of now. I feel embarrassed to think about.
युवाहरूमा निषेधित जोखिमपूर्ण विचार वा सामग्रीप्रति रुचि हुनु सामान्य हो, तर अतिवादीहरूले यसैको फाइदा उठाउँछन्।
You know, a lot of their propaganda is really shaped to be interesting, funny, visually appealing. Young people can get emotional rewards from engaging with risk-taking, looking at taboo material, hanging with people who probably other people don't approve of. Whilst objectively it might be hateful, their experience and what's driving them may not be about hate. For the young person experiencing it, it can actually be a place of humor, of joy, of belonging, of acceptance.
उनी हुन् भिक्टोरिया युनिभर्सिटीकी हिंसात्मक अतिवाद सम्बन्धी विशेषज्ञ प्राध्यापक डेब्रा स्मिथ। उनी अतिवादीहरूले युवाहरूको सम्बन्धप्रतिको लगाव र चाहनाको फाइदा लिने बताउँछिन्।
Young people are trying to sort of explore who they are, what they believe in, where and how they fit into the world. And unfortunately, violent extremist movements provide a really strong sense of identity, albeit a very unhealthy one, that can be appealing to some young people who may be struggling to build a strong sense of self.
एक युवा व्यक्तिले अतिवादी भाषा र विचारहरू अपनाएको देख्नु चिन्ताजनक भए तापनि यसको अर्थ उनीहरू स्वचालित रूपमा हिंसातिर लागेका छन् भन्न नमिल्ने उनको भनाइ छ।
Radicalization is the process where a person's beliefs and ideas start to significantly move away from what would be considered mainstream or generally acceptable. This in itself is not problematic because radical ideas and movements have often changed the world for the better. So an example of that would be the civil rights movement. And in this case, radicalization to violent extremism, we're talking about when these changes in beliefs and ideas lead to a person accepting that perpetrating violence is a legitimate way to solve their grievance or their problem.
अतिवादी सामग्री र यस्ता विचार पाल्न सहयोग गर्नेहरू भेट्न टाढा जानु पर्दैन। जेमीका लागि गेमिङ र अनलाइन फोरमहरू नै पर्याप्त बनेको थियो।
The majority of young people that I've worked with haven't actively searched for it. It's something that has been available. It starts where the kids already are. It's in things like gaming chats, short video feeds, social media platforms, those sorts of things, and not necessarily in the sort of dark corners of the internet that we would like to think.
उनी हुन् पिटालो। उनी हिंसात्मक अतिवादको प्रतिरोध गर्ने अभ्यासकर्ता हुन्। उनी भन्छन् कि युवाहरू हिंसात्मक कारकहरूका कारण सीमित हुँदै गर्दा अतिवादीहरूले उनीहरूको विचार बदल्न कोसिस गर्छन्।
because if you take away someone's agency, you also take away their ability to do anything about it. So I think it's helpful to talk about what are the factors that make someone, a young person or otherwise, vulnerable, but and what are some of the reasons why people might make choices that way.
आगामी भागमा भने हामी अतिवादी विचारको जोखिममा रहेका युवाहरूले कसरी मद्दत प्राप्त गर्न सक्छन् भन्ने बारेमा कुरा गर्नेछौँ। तर जेमीका लागि चाहिँ केवल एक प्रेरक कुराकानीले आफू वरिपरिका हानिकारक विश्वासहरूमाथि प्रश्न उठाउन मद्दत गरेको छ।
And that gave me such a great new perspective on the world around me and a realization that the horrible ways that the communities I've been in the past had made them feel awful.
SBS Examines को यो भाग निक चम्बोलसले तयार पारेका हुन्। थप जानकारीका लागि SBS Examines मा जानुहोस्।
Online र social मा थप सामग्रीहरु पाउनुहोस्। sbs.com.au/nepali मा जानुहोस् वा Facebook मा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।